Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting. And quite frankly, it's about time someone did that.
Hello and welcome to the Sound and Country Vision Christmas special. We are live here with Leany Jane.
Hello there.
And welcoming onto the show, Els Bailey.
Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. I bet you're tired. You've just come back off of a tour, haven't you?
I am broken, quite frankly, I think is the only way I can describe it. I got a virus just before the end of the last 2 weeks happened.
Oh, no.
And yeah, it's been rough. It's been amazing, but it's been rough.
I've been following your pictures and it looks like you literally had a great time. What were some of your best moments?
We played in Holland and the Dutch really know how to look after you. So we were just it was just really lovely, like just really well looked after, and the venues were amazing and it was great. But I think the weekend before when I had a throat infection, but I was still sort of getting on with it okay. And, we had three really lovely, like beautiful gigs, like lots of heartfelt moments and stuff like that. So, and they were in the UK and yeah, so it's, oh, I don't know. It's been amazing. But I'm broken and a bit mental and
so I take it
as you get from being on the road.
I take it you've still got a bit of Christmas shopping to do then maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe even starting it.
Maybe. Well, hopefully this show will get you into the Christmas mood even more. We've got quite a lot coming up. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to the awesome Irish country band The Rising with their new Christmas single. We're going to be talking to Tom from the Great British website. He's going to be talking about some good festive goodies. And then we've got the country Christmas quiz. So.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la, it's Christmas I'm
deck the halls, and from one brilliant band to another, we welcome The Rising. Hello.
Hi.
How are you both doing?
Great. Doing well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, you've got your new single out this this special time of year, which we will play afterwards. Tell us a bit about the track.
Yeah, well, basically, I've always wanted to write a Christmas song. Tried loads of times, many attempts, written many songs, and they've never really stuck. So we just had me hanging around in the studio one day, and an idea developed, and we followed it, and that's where From Heart was written. It's basically like a homage to everything we love about Christmas and our favourite Christmas song.
Now, you've also got a music video out, and it's wonderful. It stars you, doesn't it, Chantel?
Yeah, it's the same.
Where was that filmed? Where was it shot?
It was around Belfast, the city centre where we live. So I'm just trying to show off our where we live, for like, because it's so Christmassy, and there's different attractions like the Harp Bar and the Duke of York and the city centre itself. Just wanting to show the fun, lights and all the rest of it. So that is tied in very well to the Christmas theme.
No, it was absolutely brilliant. I loved it. It got me in the Christmas mood anyway. We're going to make this brief because you're actually off to a show, aren't you? Is it your show? Are you going to see a show tonight?
We're going to see a show. We're actually going to see Gremlins, that new Christmas movie.
Oh, right. Brilliant.
Yeah, we're Christmas buffs. All my Christmas.
Leanie, have you got anything to add?
It's so nice to speak to you guys again. Tessa gets to speak to you much more than I do. What were you going to say?
Let me say, how's it going? How's things?
Yeah, everything's absolutely brilliant with me. Thank you. Absolutely fantastic. So with this Christmas song, it's so nice actually to hear, and refreshing to hear some new Christmas songs coming out. Who did most of the writing for it?
We were kind of the main writers, and father, Danny, also helped us out a little bit, and we also, Brian, that contributed. Yeah, we also did Robin.
Els, do you have anything to add to that as well?
Well, I just wanted to ask how your year's been. Have you had a good year?
I think we've had a pretty good year. Well, not Chris, because he was, like, hit by a bus.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the end of Christmas. I haven't released our second album. Sort of sit around the summertime. But because of the illness and trying to get newer stuff, it's the end of the album, so we're just busting to get that out.
Oh my goodness.
But apart from that, the year was great. It allowed us time to focus. Song, right? Yeah. And this album as well, even though we haven't released this one, but we're going to head to the next one.
Yeah. Didn't expect to hear that.
No,
sorry,
I
to
you
hear
kept that.
That
one quiet. Yeah.
What a year.
Well, you've had a good single come out of it, if anything, and hopefully you're all better and well now. I think we should take a listen to the track.
Awesome.
Christmas story running round your head. The Christmas tree makes everyone smile. The world's at peace tonight for a while. Children smile at the presents they see. A Merry Christmas for you and me. Morning comes and the church bells ring. A child is born and the voices sing. Merry Christmas, it's the time of year. When
So, so, so catchy.
So we've been singing along, haven't we?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's brilliant. Els, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it's totally catchy, isn't it?
I know, honestly, the first time...
Having away. I love the Jack Frost is nibbling on my toes. Yeah.
Some good lyrics in there.
It's quite comical.
You were saying though, weren't you, Lily, that it's good to have some good Christmas songs out at the moment.
We do. I mean, every Christmas you hear, I mean, all the old songs are fabulous, don't get me wrong, but it's just so nice. We've got some really good Christmas new ones coming along, and that was just awesome. Really.
So Chris, where can people go to sort of download and listen and buy the tune?
Well, obviously, any digital retailers, you know, the usual iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, basically anywhere that sells music, really.
Brilliant. You know, well, we're going to let you go now, go to your show, and have a fantastic time, and have a fantastic Christmas as well, and we'll catch up with you guys in the new year. The brilliant Always Christmas Eve by Jess and the Bandits, and on that track singing is Gary Quinn. I mean, I've listened to the whole EP and it's absolutely fabulous. It features Kevin Maguire, Laura Oakes, and of course Luke Thomas, who actually toured with Dawson Raines, who unfortunately couldn't join us on the show this evening due to being ill. And he does wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and he's sad that he couldn't be here. But yeah, going back to Jess and the Bandits, they're absolutely brilliant. That was a lovely song, wasn't it?
I feel like we're being absolutely spoiled tonight with all these wonderful songs. That was just cracking.
Was that the first time you've heard that, Els?
Yeah, it was the first time I've heard it. I was sort of just thinking back to, they were meant to tour in September, weren't they?
Yes.
And unfortunately that got cancelled.
Yeah.
But they are coming, well, she's coming back and they're touring in February, so I really hope I get to see them. I shared the stage with them at Buckle and Boots.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And had massive tour bus envy.
Jess has just got married as well, hasn't she? She's on her honeymoon currently, actually, as we speak.
Busy lady.
But yeah, as you say, she'll be on tour in February, and that the EP Always Christmas Eve is available to stream and download from jessandthebandits.com. I think we should have another Christmas tune now.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The lovely Lady Antebellum with a holly jolly Christmas. I love that one. And now welcoming back on the show with our foodie feature, Tom Walters from the Great British Website.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you very much indeed. I'm so glad that our phone lines are working this time.
Yes, I know. Yeah, it's all crystal clear, which is fab news. Are you all set for Christmas?
We are. We're beginning to feel very, very Christmassy here on the Great British Website, and we are thoroughly looking forward to a huge amount of family time, and with a little bit of luck, some cold weather and even snow. But I'm not sort of pinning too many hopes on that. How are you guys?
I think we're all good, aren't we? I think
fantastic.
Probably a little behind on the Christmas shopping, but we're getting there.
Extremely behind, I would say. But you know what? It's happy holidays.
It is exactly.
So, Tom, what have you got on offer on the Great British Website to inspire us? Some Christmas goodies, maybe food and drink.
We've got old and new, actually. So if we went very old-fashioned, we've got amazing geese, actually. I'll be honest, from a Christmas point of view, we're probably looking more towards New Year, if that makes sense. You know, the New Year's Eve and the party season. Mm-hmm. But we've had some cracking geese and some amazing free-range turkey for your sort of Christmas spreads. And I know that you guys have quite strong links with sort of some of our friends across the pond, Dawson Raines and Canada and all of that. And we've got a really, really cool drink on our website called Pickle Juice, which is absolutely bonkers. It is essentially the liquor, but it's non-alcoholic, that is left when people make gherkins. And we've got an amazing lady called Florence down in London who makes this. And the idea is, nick this from the States, you have what's called a pickle pickle back, which is a shot of bourbon, and you follow it up with a shot of this pickle juice, and it is really full of electrolytes and vinegar and salty. And honestly, if it does not blow the cobwebs away or possibly knock all your fillings out, nothing will.
Oh, it's such a shame Dawson couldn't be here. He'd love that. Maybe he's listening in.
I know, absolutely.
Love pickles.
Oh, you'd love it. It is salty, it's vinegary, it's tangy. It's, I mean, I'll be honest, if I'm doing a show and stuff, I'll quite often have a bottle of it and just have a little, you know, the odd little shot because it gives you pep. And there's no alcohol in it on its own, but it's, yeah, it's called Pickle Juice by a lady called Florence, and it's the Pickle House. And it's absolutely fab. She does an amazing Bloody Mary that goes with it, actually, as well. I have to add, it's a virgin Bloody Mary until you add either the vodka to it, or if you add gin to it, you get something that's altogether more exciting again.
Wow, that's
I've got
so
to try
different.
That.
I know.
I have.
Yeah, oh, you
that
do.
That's exciting.
A gin and Bloody Mary, not well known, but a gin and Bloody Mary is called a Red Snapper, and it's much older than the Bloody Mary itself with vodka, because gin is a much much older drink in the UK.
Els, have you got any questions for Tom? In terms of food, drink?
I'm just still fantasising about this pickle juice.
it's brilliant.
Tom, I can just imagine over Christmas that, I don't know, you must have a brilliant, like, family feast. I can just imagine you getting the whole family over
around the table.
Yeah,
have you got any tips? Like, I'm doing that this year, which is, that's terrifying. You need to buy food, apparently. So, I have nothing. What's your top tips?
My top tips would be as follows. I think number one, sometimes a little bit less is actually a little bit more. In other words, Christmas is a time of huge expense, and we all sort of like are on a tight budget. But actually, buying something that is really good is often a really good investment, because a free-range turkey that's been properly reared and ethically looked after, it makes you feel great when you eat it. You know, turkey's had a really, really good life. And you can do amazing things with a bird that's got very little water in it. You know, it will barbecue better if you wanted to barbecue it. We've got people we know who soak them in brine for about 22 hours beforehand so that it draws some of the last little bits of liquid out of the bird, but it's got so much natural fat and juice in it. But then when you roast it, you get this amazing crispy dry skin with an incredible succulent bird underneath it, and sort of letting yourselves enjoy everything that Britain has to offer, you know, whether it's popping to your local farmer's market or just picking stuff off your own allotment. There's so much that's really, really good right across the British Isles at this time of year that I would say to you, keep it simple, get all the people you love around you together, and just try to have an amazing British Christmas with duck, goose, pheasant, whatever it is that floats your boat. And just take the time and enjoy it, because the day's gone in a blur.
Sounds a good plan.
Oh, it really is a big ordeal, isn't it, Christmas?
Oh, it is.
That's a lot of work. Tom, when do you start sort of, because obviously running a foodie business as well, when do you start planning, like, for Christmas and the food and buying in all the products? And you must have to start quite a way in advance.
Yeah, I mean, so we're a marketplace, so our partners sort of do all the sort of stocking and we just sort of offer them for sale. But I know that as soon as the summer fairs finish, round about the sort of like, even as early as the middle of August, the next big day in the venue is Christmas. And we try really hard not to do Christmas before the very end of November or the beginning of December. But for online business, actually, a lot of people stop doing deliveries from about now because, of course, you know, Christmas is, you know, falling on a Monday this year. There's no deliveries on a Sunday generally. And so really, you know, you sort of got Easter and you've got Christmas, and then you've got sort of Mother's Day and Father's Day, and you've got barbecue season. But no, for a lot of people, come the end of the barbecue season around about August, September, it is full steam ahead, and delis and people like that we sell into are buying their stock for Christmas around about September, October, at the absolute latest. It's mad.
It doesn't stop, does it? Well, I've got a confession to make, actually, because when I was a little girl, I used to nip into my nanny's pantry, and I used to get the malt vinegar and drink it out of the bottle.
Oh,
that's naughty, isn't it? And I'd probably be about 8 or 9. Do you think if I perhaps added a bit of vodka to that, it would be like one of these pickled, nice pickled Christmas?
If you added enough vodka, I don't think you'd care.
Maybe we should try it over Christmas, test it out, and if it works, we will let you know, Tom.
I don't think my mum's going to be happy now I've said that.
No, I don't.
It's out now. The secret's out.
It is. You'll have to backtrack and just say it was all marketing. Bells will be ringing. The sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas. Wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing silent night. Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. Not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above. Well, this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear. Time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam. Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain.
Oh, the wonderful Eagles, and I love that one. And John Bon Jovi, sorry, does a version of that. I absolutely love that too.
Yeah, they're both brilliant.
Anyway, back to Tom.
Hello.
We've kind of spoken about the drink. What about the food? What about sweet treats? What have you got that you can recommend on your website?
So we've got some amazing artisan chocolate. So if you go to the greatbritishwebsite.co.uk, you'll find we've got some really easy categories to navigate, starting off on the homepage with things like our gin bin and Christmas turkeys. But then actually under our sort of confectionery section, we've got some fab chocolates. So we've got some guys who are really local to us in the East Midlands, actually, from Loughborough, called Chocolate Alchemy. And they make incredible handmade artisan British chocolate. And they're absolutely stunning, whether it's a very, very simple slab or bar of chocolate that you want, or you want some truffles, and they do a build your own hamper box, which are absolutely lovely. And we've got, you know, sort of everything from make your own cookie sets for the kids to have, where they get beautiful sort of kilner jars that are all layered up with different, all of like the coloured sands that are layered. And they can sort of sit around with the family, and they can make sort of 15, 20 cookies with mum and dad by just adding a bit of butter and milk to them, right the way through to sort of like high-end treats for the grown-ups with sort of gin chocolates, which are amazing.
Oh, Els, do you have a sweet tooth?
Yeah. I just got onto the website, and I'm looking at the chocolates right now. They look amazing.
What takes your fancy on there?
Oh, I don't know. I must admit, I'm not a fan of alcohol in chocolate. I like alcohol on its own, and I like chocolate on its own. But, I love a good, like, truffle chocolate or something like that.
I'm the same though. I'm not big on the liqueurs. I like Bailey's hot chocolate, but I like chocolate as chocolate, the good old chocolate log, things like that for Christmas. Are you the same? You're the same, Mum, aren't you?
Oh no, I love liqueurs, I'm afraid. Oh, and I think I've just talking about it, I've probably put about a stone in weight on, I think, just listening to all these lovely delights.
We've actually got quite a few sweet treats here in the studio, so supplied by our producer Alex. We've got mini mince pies and a
it's
milk tray. It's
in
very
here.
Christmassy.
Oh,
I've never got over a harrowing experience as a five-year-old when the first mince pie I think I ever had, and I thought it was going to be like mince, like lamb mince, and it wasn't. It was such a moment in my life that changed me forever, that I've never quite looked at them in the same way.
A lot of people make that mistake with the mince. I still hear it today, but getting confused with the different mince.
I'll tell you what we do have, which is actually very cool and a little bit different. We have a lady called Kate who makes the Blackberry Cottage chocolate treats, and some of them are beautiful sort of Christmas puddings in old traditional ways. She does gluten-free ones and ones with carrot and everything in.
Ooh.
But she also does amazing chocolate brownies.
Her signature
is whether she's making lemon drizzle cakes or whether she's making chocolate brownies, all of them contain a vegetable. So she does chocolate brownies with spinach. And they are phenomenal.
Nice.
They are, and they really work. And she does like a poppy seed and lemon cake with courgette. And it is absolutely fab.
Sounds divine.
Adds a bit of moisture and a little bit of depth and texture to it. But from a kid's point of view, you can offer them the brownies and you know they're eating fresh spinach.
Yeah.
It's a good meal.
I was going to say, you don't feel as guilty knowing there's veg in there. You know,
no, exactly.
Just have another bite.
I'll just have some more.
Double it up.
Yeah. Oh, well, if that hasn't inspired people to go out and get all their Christmas food shopping and to go onto your website, the Great British website, then I don't know what will. Tom, it's been fantastic having you on.
We wish you
a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
And, Merry Christmas to you and all your readers and listeners too.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Slipping and sliding in the snow, and you know it won't last. Soon it will go. Laughing out loud, it's a snowball fight. You're a big kid again, sure feels right. Dog chases snowballs, it's vanishing cold air. Life and you love it, don't have a care. You relish the prospect, no work for a week, as you play in the snow till you can't feel your feet. Or stay cozy and toasty in front of the fire. You can doze, you can daydream, sleepy as time. You know that soon all the snow will be gone. You'll have to put your sensible hat back on. Make important decisions and keep your face straight. Home in the dark after leaving the house before 8. But for now you can slip, you can slide in the snow. Play like a child, like there's nowhere to go. Cherish the moment, for soon it will go. Feel like a child again in the snow. Feel like a child again in the snow. Being a child, being a child in the snow. In the snow, I feel like a child again. In the snow.
Rosie Nimmo with Being a Child in the Snow. I just love it every time I hear it. That was this year's Midweek Drive contest, well, Christmas contest winner. We all picked that out of the three artists we listened to on the show previously. And Els, did you like that?
I loved it. I think that's been my favourite of the show.
Really?
It's just really lovely. She's got such a lovely feel, and it's sort of reminiscent of days gone by. And I just think it's really nice. Is it a new song?
It's fairly new. We play.
I love it.
it's brilliant.
Can I just interject?
Yeah, you interject.
As producer, Els, there is a connection with the fabulous Rosie Nimmo and your good self, because
I just think, is it vanilla?
It is indeed. Tony McDonough, who threw three songs at us, not in a kind of literal way, but basically said, have a choice, have a sing-off for these Christmas songs. He couldn't decide, and that was the one that effectively won the whole system. So Rosie Nimmo. And I had a feeling, I said to Tessa, actually, I thought Els might like that.
We definitely thought you would. It's got, I don't know, it's just got that feel. I just love it. You can just imagine somebody walking in the snow, thick snow in boots.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant. And it's laid back. Yeah. Right. Now, Els, I have mentioned this previously to you, but are you ready to do a country quiz, a Christmas country quiz?
Definitely not. Definitely not. But let's do it anyway.
I think we should. Now, obviously, Dawson couldn't be with us, but he's already taken the quiz and I have his score. So we will announce who got, you know, who won at the end, who's the winner at the end of this. Now, I found this online by Fun Trivia, and it is very hard. And it says on it that the average score is 4 out of 10. There's 10 questions. So if you can get above 4, then, you know, you're kind of winning anyway. So are you ready for this?
Go for it.
All right, then. So, number one. Which artist recorded the song When It's Christmas Time in Texas? Mark Chestnut, Clint Black, George Strait, or George Jones? Would you like me to repeat that?
It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Isn't it? It's kind of got that feel. So it was either Mark Chestnut, Clint Black, George Strait, or George Jones.
I'm just putting it out there. I don't know much about country Christmas songs.
That's okay.
I'm just going to go for George Strait, because why not?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Take a guess.
Okay, next question, number two. Which of the following did not sing a duet on Alan Jackson's Christmas album entitled Honky Tonk Christmas? Which of the following did not sing a duet? So Merle Haggard, Alison Krauss, The Chipmunks, or Keith Whitley? Merle Haggard, Alison Krauss, The Chipmunks, or Keith Whitley?
I mean, I'm going to go with The Chipmunks, but I'm probably wrong, but I'm going to say The Chipmunks.
We will see at the end. Okay, number three. Who recorded the classic Christmas song Rocking Around the Christmas Tree? Was it Brenda Lee, Tanya Tucker, Loretta Lynn, or Patsy Cline?
I don't even know that.
Brenda Lee, Tanya Tucker, Loretta Lynn, or Patsy Cline. We love all those female country artists.
I'm gonna go with Brenda.
Brenda, okay.
Brenda,
okay. Right, okay. Number four. On Laurie Morgan's Christmas album Merry Christmas from London, she recorded a song entitled Up on Santa Claus's Mountain. What relative of hers wrote that song? Was it her father, her mother, her husband, or her daughter? Father, mother, so husband, or daughter?
Father.
Let's go with that one. Right. Number five. According to the tractors, what is Santa Claus coming in?
A boogie woogie choo choo train.
You sounded very very confident about that one.
I love the tractors. So, yeah.
I've got to say, you know, I took this quiz and I only got 2 out of 10. I'm ashamed to say. It's quite a difficult one. Okay, number six. True or false? Colin Ray includes his Christmas song The Gift on his Christmas album entitled The Gift. Is that true or false? Colin Ray includes his Christmas song, The Gift, on his Christmas album entitled The Gift. True or false?
True.
Okay, number seven, we're getting through it. Which Christmas song does Vince Gill sing with his daughter? I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or Let There Be Peace on Earth. So which Christmas song does Vince Gill sing with his daughter?
I really, really have absolutely no idea. I didn't know that Vince Gill did a Christmas song with his daughter. And, you know, I feel like I should go with the serious option,
okay,
which is Peace on Earth.
Right.
But, you know, maybe it's Rudolph.
Which one? Which one are we going with? Which one are you feeling?
Oh, wow. Let's go with Rudolph.
Okay. Okay, right. Number
so wrong, isn't it?
We will see it. I'm not revealing anything right now. Okay, so number eight. What is the title of Martina McBride's first Christmas album? A Tennessee Christmas, Let It Snow, Live from Nashville, or White Christmas? So what was the title of her first Christmas album? A Tennessee Christmas, Let It Snow, Live from Nashville, or White Christmas?
I have literally don't know this. I will say something, that I recorded Wildfire, the album, at Martina McBride's studio in Nashville.
Wow.
So,
oh, my goodness. Well, so you might be able to...
It's her husband's studio, but she's done loads of her stuff there. But I think a Tennessee Christmas sounds...
Yeah,
like
you're taking a wild guess.
Yeah, if it was me, I'd call it a Tennessee Christmas.
Right, okay. Number nine, last two to go. What was the name of Garth Brooks' first Christmas album? The Magic of Christmas, Friends at the North Pole, Oklahoma Christmas, or Beyond the Season? So what was the name of Garth Brooks' first Christmas album? The Magic of Christmas, Friends at the North Pole, Oklahoma Christmas, and Beyond the Season. Which one do you think?
How many Christmas albums has he done?
I know. Quite a few. So this was his first album, yeah.
Oh, first ever. Very exciting. So, I could phone Bobby and Chris from his band also played on my record. So I feel like I should have asked them more in depth details about their Christmas album playing. I generally have no idea. Let's just say the fourth one.
The fourth one, Beyond the Season. Right,
Beyond the Season.
Okay, then, and your last question, your final question. Which artist recorded the Christmas albums O Holy Night and My Heart is Bethlehem? So which artist recorded the Christmas albums O Holy Night and My Heart is Bethlehem? Was it Garth Brooks, Steve Wariner, John Berry, or Reba McEntire?
Reba? Is it Reba?
Are you going with Reba?
I'm going to go with Reba, yeah.
Yeah? Right. Leanie, have you calculated Elle's results? How many has she got?
Well, I have got to say, she's done very well, but I think she's done better because I feel, Tessa, that you led her on one of them. And
did I?
Yes, you did. She had already answered one.
Yeah, I know, then, but she did. It was...
Oh, no, it was quite clear to me.
I can give her half then. I'll give her an extra half for that, if that makes you feel
Surely
happy.
She deserves bonus points for having musicians who've actually played on the album.
She'd already actually answered a question, and then you asked her again, which swayed
so
her mind.
Okay, then.
Tessa's in trouble with the
referee. Okay,
I
will
do that
then.
God, to be so...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Els, I can reveal your score.
One.
You got no. You've actually done really well. You got half, 5 out of 10.
What?
Yeah, which and yeah, four is the yeah. average. I've got to tell you though, Dawson got 7.
Oh,
and
I
said to him, you better not have cheated. And he says, I promise
next,
I didn't.
Next year, we basically give Dawson and Els a blues quiz.
A
question
blues,
on the
yes,
blues
definitely.
And jazz.
Because I guess Dawson did have a little bit.
So get
more
revising, Els. You've had a heads up.
Yeah. But anyway, and for any listeners who were sort of playing along, if you were, we'd love to hear your score.
We'll,
so
we'll do the answers afterwards, shall we?
Yeah, we can do the answers afterwards.
Because otherwise they'll be left all over Christmas with no idea as to what were the answers. I suppose they could Google, but perhaps not.
Mummy popped the popcorn and we'll string it on the tree. Apples, nuts and candy, oh what a Christmas feast. Daddy play the organ and we'll all sing Silent Night. We'll have a good old country Christmas all right. A good old country Christmas, that's what it's gonna be. With all the family gathered around our pretty Christmas tree. We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country Christmas all right. Bill will be there, Uncle Bill and their nine kids. We'll make pallets on the floor just like we always did. Grandma make pies and cakes, oh what a pretty sight. We'll have a good old country Christmas all night. A good old country Christmas, that's what it's gonna be. With all the family gathered around our pretty Christmas tree. Open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country Christmas all right. A good old country Christmas, that's what it's gonna be. With all the family gathered around our pretty Christmas tree. We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country Christmas all right.
Ah, right. Oh, the lovely Loretta Lynn. We love her, don't we, Leanie?
We do.
Shall we reveal these answers then? Let's reveal.
Very quickly, first question, which answer recorded the song When It's Christmas Time in Texas?
That was George Strait.
Which of the following did not sing a duet on Alan Jackson's Christmas album entitled Honky Tonk Christmas?
Mel Haggard.
Who recorded the classic Christmas song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
Brenda Lee.
Yay!
On Laurie Morgan's Christmas album Merry Christmas from London, she recorded a song entitled Up on Santa Claus Mountain. What relative of hers wrote that song?
It was indeed her father.
Uh-huh. According to the Tractors, what is Santa Claus coming in?
Elle's favourite, a boogie-woogie choo-choo train.
She wasn't led on, honestly. True or false, Colin Rain includes his Christmas song The Gift on his Christmas album entitled The Gift.
And that was false.
Which Christmas song does Vince Gill sing with his daughter?
Let There Be Peace on Earth.
What is the name of Martina McBride's first Christmas album?
White Christmas.
What was the name of Garth Brooks' first Christmas album?
Beyond the Season.
And which artist recorded the Christmas albums Oh Holy Night and My Heart is Bethlehem? Oh, I would have got two
John
out of 10.
John Berry, yeah.
Oh, no, oh, I wouldn't. Brilliant. I would have got one out of 10. I would have got Brenda Lee.
Okay then.
As obviously Els is reeling from the shock and staggering sort of story of scoring.
She did very
she
well.
She did really good.
I think she did extremely well. And for any listeners that were taking part, you can always tweet us at Sound and Country your score or on our Facebook page. I think we should have another Christmas song.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old fashioned way. Hey! mistletoe hung where you can't see. Every couple tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way.
Leanne Rimes with Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. And that's a wrap, really. That finishes the show up just nicely. Just want to thank Tom from the Great British Website, The Rising, for coming on. Of course, our wonderful co-presenter, Els Bailey. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's really lovely to catch up with you, Els, and I hope it won't be too long before we catch up with you again.
Thank you.
Thank you to Haley Jane as well for coming on the show.
And you too.
And also Dawson Raines, who unfortunately couldn't be here. We wish him well, don't we?
Oh, we've missed Dawson today, bless him. Yeah, all the best for Christmas. Hope you get well soon.
And to you listeners as well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Smile.